Hey, I'm Ethan.
Hey, I'm Mike.
I watched the first half of Baskin.
I watched the second half of Baskin.
And this is the other half. I am starting it off.
Okay.
Michael, thank you. Thank you for leading
me
in there.
Whoa, that scared me. Oh, yeah. Man, that was so unexpected.
What a scary part.
Yeah.
Scary movie.
Scaries. Well, that's perfect because this is the Halloween Spectacular! And I'm so excited to finally get to a scary episode.
So good.
So excited.
You know, the way you lean back and scream that with such passion, it's just beautiful.
Yeah, well, you know, I was inspired by this movie.
It's also would be beautiful when you get a noise complaint from all the screaming.
Probably.
But, you know, that's okay.
Well, I'll keep the screaming down to minimum after
okay,
this.
Just
but we don't know because this movie might be so scary. I might scream in the middle of telling
my
you
goodness.
All the spooky parts.
Well, you want me to get started with talking about this movie?
Well, why don't we? Should we say that, I mean, you know, we'd heard about this movie. I'd heard about this movie from past guest of the show and current girlfriend, Phelan. She had said that this was a really spooky movie. I really wanted to fucking see a scary movie in October because we do this all the
time.
Are
you saying Spawn isn't scary?
I'm going to say it's not that scary. I'm going to say it was like a two pumpkin rating. I'm always hoping for a 10.
Saying Session 9 wasn't scary?
I'm saying it wasn't. And that's the thing is we always do this. Last year
I forgot what the second movie we watched was.
Oh shit, I forgot too. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. It clearly wasn't very good.
Nope.
Or scary.
Oh, Freddy got fingered too.
Freddy got fingered.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Freddy's Revenge. Freddy got fingered too.
Oh, God.
And we always do this. Like last year, we also watched a bunch of movies that just weren't particularly scary.
But in the end, we always watch a
We always try movie. To well, watch try. A scary movie. So let's see if this movie lives up to the hype that I've heard.
All right. So here starts with the hype.
Yeah.
This movie isn't in English. It's a foreign film.
Oh, shit.
You know, we always do that.
We always do
like this. Last time, the last movie was also foreign than last year.
Yeah, that's right, huh? Yeah. And that one wound up being really scary.
You know why? It's because you've seen every American Scary Movie there is.
That's the other thing, too, I think, is like American Scary Movies have a very American formula of like how they set up scares, you know? I watched this this video online. Maybe I'll link to it on the Facebook. That it basically said like American horror is very similar. It's like, you know, somebody gets nervous. They hear a noise. They go investigate the noise. The noise is nothing. The music stops. They turn around, and then a real scare happens. That's like basic,
yeah.
Like
that
American
happens pretty much
movie.
Every yeah.
Whereas in like Japanese horror, for instance, it can come from anywhere. It can happen at any time. And as an audience,
I bet there is a pattern, but we just don't.
But that's the thing is because we're American,
so
we aren't used to it. Yeah, and I maybe this movie's similar. Maybe the horror in it is something that is something we haven't experienced.
Turkish
before.
Horror.
Turkish horror. What is Turkish horror?
I don't slow. Slow and foreboding.
Well, we'll see about
very
that.
Very atmospheric.
We'll see about
all
that.
All right, so start off with this movie. This movie starts off with a bunch of toys and you're a kid in the room. And he wakes up and you hear someone, sounds like someone's moaning, sounds like they're doing it. Sounds like they're banging. He's like, oh man, I shouldn't go in there. And then he's like, sees a TV and it's turned on. And he goes, and it's just static, so he turns it off, and then he goes back. But then he hears a scary noise, and he feels a presence, and he goes, Mommy, 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 and starts banging on the door where that person was having sex. And then, Baskin.
The name?
Title card.
Oh, okay, title card.
Yeah, yeah, so that's what it means. So,
this is Arda, right?
Hmm? What?
The character, Arda?
Yes, Arda. So that's not revealed right away. Thanks,
right.
Mike, for going ahead.
Sorry.
of the movie, but that's
I
fine.
I assumed that we were
just you're falling in love, and you already know. So the music's slow. It's, you know, this movie has a very slow pace to it, very deliberate pace.
Uh-huh.
Not sure if it works, especially with that beginning part, but, you know.
Because you've only seen the beginning part.
Yeah, I mean, I only seen the first half.
Right.
Little too slow for my taste, at least in the beginning. It then picks up near the later half where I'm like, okay, this is at least getting a little bit more interesting.
Yes, yes.
But the beginning.
I'm already liking this movie more hearing this opening, by the way.
Okay, well, the main opening is this slow music showing like a police car. There's a picture of five dudes in it. And then cut to this creepy person with a hood walking with a bucket full of one meat.
With meat?
Yeah. There's like a meat piece in it.
Ooh.
And there's a creepy person walking around with it.
Interesting.
And they look in the building where the policemen are. And then they're like, bye. And they leave. And then you cut to the policemen who are just talking about betting on soccer.
Right.
talking about soccer and all sorts of stuff.
That's very big in Turkey, I'd imagine.
Well, it's pretty good. Like most, I figure it's big everywhere in the world, but here.
But in America. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there it's called football.
Probably, yes. I don't want to assume.
I'm sorry.
So then we got this hooded man. Mm-hmm. He goes to the side of the kitchen and gives the meat, and they start chopping up the meat.
Who starts chopping up the meat?
The cook and there's a little waiter boy.
And they're in a kitchen.
Next,
so the hooded man that was following him around with the meat goes to the place that they're hanging out in.
Yes.
I see. Okay,
and then gives him to the cook.
I see. And so they prepare that meat for the cops.
That's what it seems like they're doing.
Interesting.
So the cops are having a great conversation where they start just talking. Like, it's literally like a 10-minute scene about just them fucking. Like talking about like sex stories and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, I had this time where they're like, yeah, man, we fucked a chicken.
Fucked a chicken.
Like, yeah, apparently. And it's like,
the animal.
And then they said, haven't you been around? Like 70% of all Turkish men lose their virginity by fucking an animal. And it's like,
I really hope.
I can't tell if that's
actual dialogue or maybe like the person who wrote the captions really hates Turkish people and are writing mean things.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. They made them. They're like, yeah, dude. And they're just like, I don't know. It's weird. So like, yeah, how'd you lose your virginity? Little, cause they have a rookie guy with them. It's like boss and the rookie guy. And then like other people who doesn't really matter, except some guys ahead.
Do you know their names?
Arda and the boss. I have no idea the other guy's names. They don't mention them enough.
The boss's name is Remzi, I believe.
Remzi.
And
I guess some of that sleep too.
Yavuz. And then there's Yavuz and Apo.
Okay.
Yes.
And Apo's the kid, right?
No. Arda's the kid.
Arda's the kid. Okay. I am mixed up. Because honestly don't know their names that well.
Yeah.
So he's talking about how he had sex. He lost his virginity at a brothel. But he goes, what's he doing? I'm like, man, no one just have like a normal relationship. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
And then one of the bosses talks about how he found a whore and brought her home and turned out to be a dude.
Oh.
And he was like, well, she's really hot. I'm going to bang her anyway. And they banged. And then it's like, it's been a 10-minute scene about how banging buttholes is great. It's really weird. It was a really weird intro.
Really weird, man.
But then it turns and actually like a kind of a movie.
Before it was just an episode of Clerks.
Where the waiter's like hanging by and he starts laughing and the boss was like, what are you laughing at? He's like, well, the story's funny. Like, you know, you thought it was a lady and then it was a dude. That's funny, right? He's like, well, you laugh and you call me gay? You call me gay, dude?
The boss is saying this.
Yeah, and it's like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
And the waiter's like, well, no, but you just had sex with a man. He's like, you call me gay, dude? I don't know.
Sup, bro?
But during this time, this dude who had a headache, who's one of the police officers, goes and runs into the bathroom because he's feeling really sick.
Who is he?
I don't remember.
Is he a young kid?
No, he's the... No, there's no driver.
There's a young kid, there's a dude with a beard, there's a dude that looks like Jason Alexander, and there's the boss.
Dude with the beard?
Okay.
There's actually five guys.
Oh, I only saw four.
Oh, weird.
Interesting.
Well, he's one of the... I think he's the one with the beard. I think he probably sticks around.
Is he bigger?
No, he's skinny.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he doesn't appear again.
No, is he skinny and has a beard?
Yeah.
Okay, I know who he's talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
He goes to a bathroom.
Pretty sure that's Yavuz.
Seems to be sick.
Mm-hmm.
The waiter is getting an altercation now with the policeman. The policeman is like, well, yo, let's fight. Let's throw it down.
Right.
And he's like, no, I don't want any trouble. And he's like, okay. So they start leaving. But then the chef, the guy who was cooking, is like, if only you guys weren't cops. And he's like, what?
Whoa.
And he's like, what are you talking about? And so he comes back in and is like, look, you can fight him if you put your gun down, you know, just whatever happens here. If you don't want to beat him up, he's like, okay.
Whoa.
So they have a little fight and they kick each other's ass. But during this time, the other dude just is looking in the mirror and he starts seeing something. And then he just goes, ah! And just yells. And then they all come in and I'm like, oh shit, what's happening? What's happening? And I'll go in. He's just like, oh, he just felt like he lost his mind. That was it.
Weird.
Yeah, it was kind of
That was
weird.
The young guy that was looking in the mirror?
No, it was the beard guy.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, so it felt like he lost his mind.
Mm.
And everyone, he's like, okay, well, we got to go do cop stuff. So right, we get in the car.
Got to do our jobs.
Yeah, he's the driver, apparently. He's like, I'm fine. I've driven forever. So they start driving.
Oh, no.
And they sing, and they have a great time. It's mm-hmm. a really long song about singing about stuff. And they're like singing along, and I'm like, that's fun.
Are they singing a police song?
I kind of think they were. The lyrics were a little weird, but it sounded like It almost felt like
Roxanne.
Boo. It almost felt like a anti-police song.
Oh shit.
But then they were just like fucking around with it. I can't tell. I wasn't really paying that much attention.
Uh-huh.
It's hard for me to like do lyrics and poetry.
It's also a cultural thing.
It is a cultural thing. Yeah. Which is kind of cool. Like the fact that like everyone in America has so many musical genres, like there's only a few songs that everyone can kind of get behind.
True, true, true.
But I feel like, I don't know, maybe this is ignorant, but I feel like in other countries, maybe everyone has like their own cultural songs and everyone knows it.
Well, I think it's the same thing in America too. Like
I guess everyone knows Bohemian Rhapsody.
I love Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, it's my favorite recipe.
What's the Bohemian Rhapsody? You have songs like, you know, like chanting songs that people sing. I'm trying to think of one.
Chanting songs, huh?
Yeah, like you've got, like patriotic songs, you know, like you've got.
Yep, everyone. Me and all my friends get to sing a Star Single Banner.
No, I guess. Here's one. 1,000 bottles of beer. That's something that everyone's aware of.
I guess that's true, but that's not the type of song you put on the radio and hang out
so
with.
So is this.
This is a song that's playing and
on
they sing
the radio.
And they sing along to it.
Okay, I thought this was more of like
No.
Okay, I see.
So I feel like there's less of those in America anyway. There's maybe a couple songs that do that. But
especially that people.
Or maybe they all have the same taste. I don't know.
Yeah, because clearly they hang out with each other all the time.
Clearly.
Maybe you know what? They're practicing for karaoke night.
Ah, yes. They're going to have that a cappella group finally. Coppapella group.
This was a prequel. Oh, coppapella group.
Yeah,
I'm loving that.
Yeah, you got it.
Excuse me for a second. This is a prequel to Pitch Perfect.
This would be a way more interesting movie if it was Pitch Perfect. They just went and was like, all right, we're seeing spooky stuff. We got to go to our singing event, though.
That's the thing is like when they're having that altercation at the cafe, they should have just had an a cappella throwdown
between
the
great.
People
like
who
a
work
singing
in
thing?
The. Yeah, exactly.
So weird.
That'd
like
great.
Such a weird juxtaposition. So they get a call and they're getting called to go to a place.
Mm-hmm.
Called, I wrote it down here.
Yes.
Oh, where did I write it? Oh, God.
Somewhere there.
Would I not write it down? Oh, yeah. Insignac. Insignac.
I'm so glad you wrote that down. We waited to hear about it.
Insignac. Maybe I'll cut this part out.
No, you should. All right, what happened next? So they're going there,
which is apparently a place where like a shrine was, a bunch of spooky stuff happened. They all had stories, and it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they start driving, and suddenly they're like called in. They're like, oh, we're going to call us in, say we're going to, the radio doesn't really work. All of a sudden, a naked man runs across the street.
Oh.
And they're like, what the fuck? And they get out the side, and they're like, what is going on? What is that? And then they heard a bump on the side of the road.
Right.
And they turn, and it's a bunch of scratches on their car. They're like, what the hell is this scratches? And they look down, and they see a bunch of frogs in a pile.
What?
They're like, what are all these frogs doing here?
What?
Also, to note, when that guy was freaking out, losing his mind, he saw a frog and touched it, and it jumped off.
Interesting.
And it was like a frog in the restroom with him.
So
he's like, okay, well, I thought I saw a naked man, but it must have been just a frog. I was just losing my mind.
But they didn't hit the naked man.
No, they didn't hit the naked man.
Oh, okay.
But then they start driving and they leave and they drive for a little bit. And then they actually hit someone like in 1 second. They're like,
whoa.
It was just frogs, bro. And then they just hit this person. Looked like a bloody body.
Whoa.
That was just standing in the road. And they were off the track and they crash.
Oh, shit.
And then it's a flashback, kind of. Turns out it's actually not a flashback. It's a dream. And it's basically where the dude, I already forgot his name. Arda.
I believe.
Arda is talking to a boss and reveals a secret how his like dad saw some crazy stuff, like a dude's soul leave his body. Like he actually saw it when someone else was in the same room as him.
Whoa.
And turns out this is where you reveal that the rookie was at the beginning of the movie. And that thing he saw was this thing called Koskun. Which is this like someone who he thought died
coming back to life.
Yeah, but this is a dream. He had like a dream where he fell asleep.
He had a dream where he fell asleep.
And he was a bad guy and came back up. But then when he actually woke up, because that whole thing was a dream sequence, that early part was just a dream he had.
Wait, so what early part?
The part with him turning off the TV, the static, and seeing the person.
That was a little boy.
That was a complete dream.
Okay. Okay.
And when he woke up, Koskun was dead. He got hit by a car that same night.
Whoa.
Even though Koskun was in his dream.
Right.
It's weird. So he's like, dreams are weird, man. So, I guess apparently it's implied that the boss raised the kid after his uncle died.
Interesting.
And, then he's like, all right, you need to examine the room. And he's like, what do you mean examine the room? He's like, look at, see if there's anyone else here besides us. And he's like,
what room?
The other guys, the one they're in. So while he's telling him this is the same cafe he saw earlier.
Right.
And then he looks where the cooks were, usually behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. Not really curtains. So it was one of those bead curtains.
Right, right, right.
And he sees the hooded figure.
Wait, a what curtain?
A bead curtain?
Oh, I thought you said a meat curtain.
No. Oh, yeah, you know, you just want meat curtains.
Yeah,
you
just have meat curtains.
It's easy for the chefs to just walk through and tenderizes the meat as they're walking
as
by.
As you're walking by.
Yeah, it's one of those efficient things. You
okay,
know?
Cool.
It's very
cool.
Eco-friendly, very green.
But you have a bean curtain.
Yeah, with a bunch of
beans.
Beads.
Beans.
Beads.
Bees?
Bees. Just a bunch of bees. It's the sweetest
curtain.
It's
a bee curtain.
All right.
So yeah, bead curtain.
Bead curtain. There's a scary person there, and he goes, whoa. You finally, he's like,
what does the scary person look like?
It's a hooded figure. It's a hooded person, and you can barely see their face. It's like some creepy lady thing. Anyway, boss says, finally, you can see what I've always seen. Like, this is the first person to see it. And then all of a sudden, blood starts dripping from the ceiling, and then blood just starts pouring out of the rookie's hand.
Uh-huh.
And it's just blood everywhere. And all of a sudden he falls backwards into a pool of water. I'm like, oh man, dream sequence. And then a giant hand comes down and like pulls him out of the water. Like it's a comically big hand. It's right. Kind of cool. Pulls him out. And then it's them pulling him out of the water after the car crash.
Right. Right.
I was like, whoa, that part was kind of crazy.
Wow.
So I guess that was just the water from the time they crashed the car. The boss is mad. It sees a bunch of people that like were near the car crash that kind of came to help. It looked like they were just there. Mm. He's mad, kicks over a bucket of frogs. A lot of frogs in this movie. I wonder if there's anything with that.
I wonder. I don't know.
But they don't know who they hit because there's no body. So
right.
They go and they're looking for the road and there's no body. There's
interesting.
Nothing.
Interesting.
Turns out they are in that place they want to go to, the destination.
Right.
In Signac.
Yes.
Insignac. Insignac. Called that. The place they need to go.
Mm.
There's a bunch of the people they meet are all a little creepy. One of them is a little slow. One of them is this weird giant dude with a big face. Like he's just huge.
Big face.
His face is huge. Like he's got one of the biggest faces I've ever seen.
What are you talking about, a big face?
His face is huge. Like proportionately, like if you look at everyone else's faces, you see his face, you go, damn, that face
Describe
is huge.
The face.
It's huge.
Is it a normal person face? Or is it just.
Yeah, but it's huge.
Okay, okay.
It's a big face. Like okay. All his proportions are like exaggerated to like the size. He's a big person. He has a big face.
Okay, okay, okay. Is he taller than everyone too?
Yes.
Oh, okay, okay.
But his face is huge.
Right.
And then there's another guy who's just being kind of weird and creepy. And then there's a little girl and some lady who's
weird.
Like, they just act a little off. They feel off for them.
Are they wearing
they're
clothing?
They're not mean. They're not evil or anything, but they're off.
Are they wearing odd clothing?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
They just seem to be odd.
All right.
So then one of them, the policeman, demands the one guy who's the least weird of them to be like, hey, take us to where we need to go. We need to find a phone, like call backup. And he's like, oh, I'll take you to where the other policeman went. Because it's what I guess the first call was, is they were trying to investigate where
other policemen.
Yeah, they got a disturbance call.
Right.
So they go to this place, which apparently used to be a police station back in the Ottoman days.
Really?
So it's this big, giant.
The Ottoman days?
Yeah.
Like people would put their feet on it to relax.
Yeah, it was just a giant ottoman for mega people. For the guy with the giant face.
The guy with the giant face. Yeah, it was his ottoman.
It was his ottoman, yeah.
Okay, cool.
So they get there. Mm-hmm. And it's scary as hell. And there's a police car in front of it with the lights going. So they try to get to the car and nothing seems to work. And the radio is broken, all that stuff. So then the guide is like, fuck you cops, and runs off to the forest and like, you guys suck, and then leaves. So it's just these five guys in a near a spooky place.
Uh-huh.
So they start going into it and they keep finding like weird, like clumps of hair with meat, chunks of meat in it.
Yeah.
They find a bunch of eggs that look like they've been broken and rotten and filled with like blood stuff. And like one of the guys, the fat guy, throws up. They hear like these rhythmic, scary noises coming. It's like, you know, like.
Ooh, just like the little boy might've heard.
Yeah. And they're like, what is that noise? Turns out it's the policeman from the old police car. And he's banging his head against the wall.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah. Very slowly. He's banging. Not like to the point where he's killing himself, but he definitely has a big blister on his, like a big gash on his head.
A blister.
And they say like, hey, man, what happened? And he's obviously like not really
talking.
Responding. He kind of responds like he hears them and turns to them and is like, oh, okay.
Mm.
And like, what happened? And he just points to what looks like a police hat on the ground. And they're like, what the hell? There's a police hat over there.
Mm.
And then everyone, then goes and they start walking towards the area. They tell one of the guys to take the old policeman back to his car.
Right.
And then I think this is where you only see four people because this is obviously where one person leaves. And then mm-hmm. they go down this, it looks like a long staircase.
That explains it.
And that is where I stopped at the movie.
Yes. And this is where I began. And I was incredibly confused because they weren't talking English and I wasn't expecting that.
Also, yeah, I the one I had to turn didn't come with subtitles on.
Oh, really? It was on Netflix.
For a little while. Oh. Okay. Well, then I turned subtitles on and it worked fine.
Okay, good. Well, so let me tell you what happens.
All right. I'm excited. I got my coffee. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, yeah. We got a little coffee.
All cozy here.
A little coffee.
Spooky Halloween
yeah,
night.
Yeah, you feeling spooky? Feeling comfy? Feeling all comfy? Let me tell you. Let me tell you about this movie, bro.
Comfy pants.
Yeah. Oh, I should have put some comfy pants on before this.
Blanket.
Oh. So... they're in the stairway and they got the lights and they're going down. I didn't know who these people were, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So this policeman is walking around with the head wound dude.
Okay.
And then they see a frog.
Okay. So there's a frog
down the hall.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand what it's this like frog was.
Kermit
I
also the frog here.
Yeah, yeah.
No, this is all terrible Kermit the Frog impressions.
That wasn't a Kermit the Frog. That was a crazy frog.
Oh, I thought it was a frog. I was like, WB.
WB frog.
Well, yeah, come on down. Come on down this creepy hallway.
I'm trying to remember what song. Oh, hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
Yeah, there you go.
Hello, my basking gal. Yeah, so he sees the frog, and I'm like, why are you going to investigate a frog? Like, what would be the point of looking at the frog? But now I realize it's been like a recurring thing.
Yes.
So this guy follows the frog down the hallway. And
what does this guy look like, by the way?
I don't remember.
Okay.
At all?
Too early. You got that early malaise going on. Second half blindness, man.
I thought that this head wound guy was like important too, or like was part of this group. Nope. So anyway, this head wound guy is left in the hallway.
At least you can easily tell him.
I know who he is. Yeah. And so this guy follows the frog down the hallway and he walks in on a lady fucking a guy.
Whoa.
And
it seems like a least dramatic place.
And they're both
was
covered.
The frog like, hey, he's fucking her. Check it out.
Well, now that there's another person in the room, the frog's totally shut up at this point.
Oh, yeah. Finally. Exactly. It's like, well, I'll be quiet. I'm just a normal frog, rabbit.
So they're covered in blood. And
WB got weird.
And their faces have been wrapped up in bags.
Oh.
And and she's pushing his face.
That's the only way to fuck in that area.
Well, and it gets worse. She's fucking him and pushing his face down in a bunch of shit.
Oh, I was hoping it was a bunch of frogs.
In a bunch of frogs. They're doing it froggy style at this point. I think this is froggy style.
Man. And that's the most hopping style.
Aha! So he sees this and understandably he's like, what the fuck is this? And me as an audience member is like, what is this movie now?
Bask in the glory of it.
Oh, that's a good one. Were you planning that?
No, this came
I gotta say, it's fresh. It's brilliant. I will say this, and I don't often do this, this movie gets really fucked up.
Oh really?
So
wow, really? For you?
Yeah. Okay. At one point, there's moments in this part, in this movie, where I went, oh my God. Like, I was actually, like, taken aback.
Wow.
So, this is a warning. This movie gets really fucked up. If anybody wants to stop now, you can stop this episode.
Because I will not joke about it. Just kidding. I'm going to joke the whole
time. We are going to joke the entire time. That's not a problem. I'm just saying weird shit happens.
Okay.
So.
Starts off. This is weird already. All right.
All right. So, they're fucking.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy, like, turns around and the entire room is full of men. They're all nude and chained, and they have their heads wrapped up in plastic bags, and they attack this man.
Wait, all the men with the plastic bags attack that one guy?
Yeah, attack the policeman.
Oh, okay.
Because he's now, he walked in, saw this, and then realized he'd been surrounded the entire time.
Oh, wow, okay.
Because they were all just hidden in the shadows, and they attack this policeman.
They still have plastic bags on their head?
They all have plastic
bags.
How
do they breathe?
Well,
that's choking hazard.
Okay, well, sorry. They're more on their face. Their mouths are open.
Oh, that's
and
even
their
creepier.
Noses. Yeah. And actually, that'll be explained later on why they have the plastic bags in their eyes like that.
Okay, this one got real weird real fast.
That's what I'm fucking saying, right? Okay. This is why I'm liking this movie a bit more now. So they attack this man, and you hear him screaming, and the man with the head wound, is like, who's still in the hallway, hears this and like starts laughing and then walks off.
Oh,
so then we cut back to all of the four men who were together, the four policemen. This is why I thought there were only four policemen that were important. Because we never see that other man again.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know what happened. Probably dead. As far as I know. So these four policemen are walking around in the dark, and then they come across a room that's full of candles and chains and eggs and a book. And this Jason Alexander looking dude walks into the room.
Jason Alexander.
I don't know what else. He's like a fat, bald guy. He looks exactly like Turkish Jason Alexander. And he walks into another room that's a part of this other room. And for some reason, they're all splitting up. And so Jason Alexander walks into a room and he sees that there are animals hanging from the walls and there's blood everywhere. And there are some locks sitting on a table. And there's a painting on the wall of a dark creature raping a woman.
Ooh.
And there are frogs, of course, everywhere as well.
Oh, yeah. You got to have the frogs.
And then the other people find a blood trail and they follow it. And it leads them to all these bodies that are all wrapped up in the corner. And they all have too many ligaments. Like some have too many toes, some have too many fingers.
Weird.
And they're all hanging from the sorry, some of them are in a pile, but other ones are hanging from chains from the roof. And there's this woman in the corner that's chained into a small cage. And it looks like and Jason Alexander sees this, and so he goes to like try to save the woman in the cage because she looks like scared and shaking. And oh God. Oh yeah. This is one of the parts I went, oh God. So then they also find a drawing of they find a pig head.
Oh, okay.
The head of a
pig. That's pretty
metal. Yeah, it's pretty metal. And then surrounding the head of the pig.
Frogs.
Bodies. Oh, more bodies.
Frog bodies.
Frog bodies and normal human bodies.
Okay.
And they found a person. Oh yeah. Right. So because they've split up, we're following all these different cops finding weird fucked up shit.
Okay.
So the other cops find, I think it's the guy with the beard. Finds a person eating somebody.
Like a person, another person, like cannibalism?
A person eating another person, okay. Yes. And the guy who sees this gasps and drops the gun. And then the Jason Alexander guy tries to save the girl from the cage when a man who's all wrapped up in a bag appears from the background. At first, you think it's just like a bunch of bags in the background. Oh. But then one of the bags steps forward and is actually a man all wrapped
up. That's crazy.
And he hits Jason Alexander over the head with a humongous hammer. And then the guy who saw the people eating each other yells, and these witches, for lack of a better word, I don't know how else to describe them, start screaming at all the men, and all the men try to run away from the witches, but the witches are all wrapped up and clawing and chasing them like animals.
Okay.
And so the men try to escape through these tunnels underground. I don't know where they found the tunnels. And then Arda is left all alone, the main guy. He's left all alone in the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in a dark tunnel sewer hallway. And as he backs up, he's suddenly transported into a house. And I did not know what this house was, but I realize now it's the house from the dream.
Oh, okay.
And he sees a child behind him. It's a young version of him in the room.
Oh.
And the child is being lured by a mysterious hand into the room.
Okay, so during that flashback, there was a hand that popped up a couple times. It didn't really seem to have any significance, but apparently
that's what happened. Okay. So apparently, yeah. So, and then Arda tries to chase after the child and like save it, but then it fades back to black. And Arda is now, and this totally confused me. Arda's at a table drinking water and coffee, and his boss is sitting across the table from him. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Arda doesn't understand what's going on, and neither do I. And then his boss across the table says that they are at a crossroads, and he says that they have been summoned here tonight and that there is no backup coming and that this has been preordained from the beginning.
Okay.
He says that he used to see these people with his grandmother. The boss says he used to see these people.
They played bridge together.
They used to play bridge. They would play dominoes.
If they're free and whiskey, they play Chinese checkers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You ever play Chinese checkers?
Okay.
It's a fucking hard game to learn.
Yeah. It's a little bit more complicated than
that. Because I watched an episode of Hey Arnold about Chinese checkers, and I'm like, oh, that seems like it'd be fun. It was really hard to play. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he says that he used to see his grandmother play with these witches when he was a boy, and Arda realizes that this kind of stuff has been happening to him since he was a kid, which you already know because of that dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then Arda wakes up, and this is basically where the rest of the movie takes place. He is in a room underground. He is tied to a brick column.
Okay.
And the room is lit by candlelight. And in one end, so he's tied up to the column.
Okay.
Okay. Across from him is his boss.
Okay.
Also tied up.
Okay. Nice.
And then to his right is the guy with the beard.
Okay.
Who's tied up. And then to across the guy with the beard. So there's four columns.
All of them with different police officers.
All of the different police officers. And Jason Alexander is the other one.
Okay.
And Jason Alexander is still bleeding from the head, but he's breathing.
Okay.
And then, so they're tied up like that. And then across the room are a bunch of gyrating witches, people. They all have bandages over their eyes. They're gyrating and they're praying like, and they're acting like animals. And they seem to be praising one main person.
Uh-huh.
And this person begins to descend from the stairs. He's dressed in rags and he's wearing a robe. And the congregation seems to feel an affection toward him. And they're like rubbing on him with their hands. But they can't fucking see, you know, so they can just sense that he's there.
Mm-hmm.
And this robed person walks across the room and takes his seat. And then he takes his hood off.
And it's Elon Musk.
It's Elon Musk. And he's like, we are going to go to fucking Mars.
And everyone starts rubbing him and he takes off like a rocket.
And they all start logging into Reddit because, of course, these are just, you know, the Reddit fanboys of Elon Musk. So the guy takes his hood off and his face is still obscured. And he's washing his hands with water, like kind of like a baptism. Like he's, you know, like a
priest type thing.
Priest type thing. And then he walks over to Arda. And I want to be really... for the once in my life, I want to be very, very sensitive about this because I looked it up and this guy really does have a weird face.
Okay.
This guy has a deformed face. He looks like, and this is the only mean thing I'm going to say, because you need it. You need to have a visual in your head. You ever see one of those creepy baby masks in like Halloween stores that people put on, like the crying baby masks?
The ones with like the really crispy and clear skin, but it's like...
But their eyes are closed. Their face is like
messed up. Yeah.
Their face is all... That's what he looks like. All right. He's got big old lips and he's got... His eyes are really tight, you know, because he's just got this really strange, distorted face, big nose, big lips.
Okay.
Looks like a freaky baby mask. And he says that hell is not a place you go. You carry hell with you at all times. And he makes it all sound like this has been preordained. Like these cops have come here for a reason and that this is their destiny. And he is only... part of their destiny. He's not doing anything of his own accord. This has all been preordained. So he walks. Okay. So here's where the really weird shit starts happening. Last chance, everybody. He walks up to a guy who got hit on the head, the Jason Alexander dude.
Okay.
And his stomach has been already opened.
Oh.
And then sewn shut. And there's still some of his entrails hanging outside of the
bad job. Nothing worse than a bad sewn
right?
job.
What the fuck?
Botched surgery.
Exactly.
He really needs to take it up. You know, the Turkish healthcare system is just not what it used to be.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? This is what happens when you have Obama in power, Obamacare.
Yes.
2016.
God, Obama, those moving from the U.S., going over to Turkey.
Yeah, exactly. Causing this is what's going to happen.
Wrecking havoc. Just giving people free healthcare. That's not very great.
And
I
you know what happens? Organs are coming out of your body. So I'm going to just call him like the master. I don't know exactly what else to call him because he's clearly the master of everyone. He sees this and... Oppo. His name's Oppo. Jason Alexander. The leader pulls his stomach open by the entrails, which are hanging out of the sewed portion, and pulls them out of him while he's still living. And then they untie
like
him.
My thing. I can't do stuff like that.
Yeah. And then they untie him, and the congregation begins to feast upon Jason Alexander in front of everyone. Yeah. And there's a part where fucking Jason Alexander just standing there and his organs are flayed out. And he's like, Jerry, help me. I don't know what I'm doing, Jerry. The leader throws the entrails aside and there's this priest there. I think he might have actually been the guy who was collecting the meat and giving it to the chef.
So there was a lot of shots of them fixating on that meat as it was cooking, like at random points where obviously they even like left the area,
right.
Like left the cafe and there's still like points of it being there. So maybe he's just...
I think he had collected
something. Yeah,
this human meat.
Yeah, it's probably human meat.
Yeah, because they kept showing this priest dude. The priest dude tosses bones on the table as if to see the future. And the leader takes his whole like robe off. And he's fucking ripped, bro. Like, holy shit.
Really?
Oh, man, he's got a great body
for
a weird dude. And then he walks over to another guy who's chained up. And he puts a stool in front of him. His name is Yavuza. He's the guy with the beard.
Mm-hmm.
He's a thinner dude with a beard. And Yavuza is acting tough, but the leader pulls out a knife and he asks Yavuza to open his mind to the cosmos and become one with the cosmos.
Okay.
And Yavuz can't. That's his name. Sorry, Yavuz. Yavuz can't do that. And he's so scared now. Like he's trying to act tough. Like, oh, I'm going to beat you up, bro. But then he can't do that. Like he's too scared of this leader and he's too scared of what's going to happen to him. And so then the leader... cuts Yavuz's eyes out with the knife.
Oh, okay.
And then he starts licking the knife afterwards. And then the leader licks Yavuz's eye holes.
Ugh.
And like tries to like suck the eyeballs out. And now he has no eyes.
That's the best part.
And then he places a cloth around his face to cover him. So everyone that's been around here has no eyes.
How do they walk so well?
I think that they've become one with the universe, one with the cosmos. That's the idea. They've adopted the leader's like ideals, basically. And also it's a thing of like, you know, people, you know, you can just hear better maybe too.
Yeah, but I still feel like you'd have trouble walking.
You probably have trouble walking. Man, if you fucking live in that place, you probably get every
you probably
step
on so many frogs.
Bro, oh my God. Yeah. You're slipping and sliding all around with the frogs. Dude, they must have so much warts.
Oh.
Or is that a toad thing? It's more of a toad thing. So then he leaves Yavuz alone. And apparently Yavuz has joined the church. Then the leader's assistant, the priest, I'm going to call him, pulls. Oh, God.
Oh, that's great when you like read what happened.
Yeah.
You must have blocked it out.
I did. Well, no, I didn't block this. I just thought it was happening later. The priest guy appears with a chain leash from a dark room. And you just see the leash leading into the dark room as the priest is pulling the leash chain. And you hear someone walking in from the darkness. You don't see it yet. And then out of the darkness comes
the beast,
a guy, a person walking on all fours, and the face has been attached to the skull of a ram.
Wait, the face has been hold on.
The skull of the ram has been surgically attached to the man's face.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then I realized it's not a man, it's a woman.
Okay.
And the woman is naked. The woman crawls on all fours in front of Yavuz, and they take Yavuz and undo his pants, and they place him behind the woman with the ram head, and they force him to have sex with her, asking him to open his heart to the cosmos and to the universe.
What the fuck?
And he finally begins to have sex with her. And the congregation hears all this, and in delight, they start playing with themselves, rubbing those eggs all over their bodies. And also the organs as well of Jason Alexander. And Jason Alexander is like so confused at this point. He just wanted to go to a coffee shop and hang out with his friends. I guess, yeah. So then Yavuz stops and she crawls away and Yavuz is crying. The leader accuses Yavuz of not opening his heart. And then Yavuz falls over and I think he died. I'm not sure. And then a fucking tarantula crawls out of his open mouth.
What the fuck?
I don't know why. I don't know why. And the congregation is loving this. They are moaning so fucking loud right now. And now the leader walks over to Arda and he wonders if the honor will be his instead. He says to Arda, will the honor be yours instead? And Remzi, the leader, the guy who raised Arda from a child, tries to get the leader to pick him instead. You know, don't go. Arda's just a child. Come to me instead. Like, whatever you're going to do, do to me. And the leader pulls a knife on Arda and he licks the knife. And then he then takes blood from tongue. Oh, yeah. From his tongue. From his tongue.
Okay. Is he one of those sick snake where he cuts his tongue in half? And it's like,
oh, no, no. This was from when he, because the blood, there's still blood on the knife.
Oh, okay.
From, you know.
Leftover blood. Old
leftover blood.
Yeah, you want to make use of that. You don't want to waste that blood.
He's recyclable. He's not a monster.
Yeah, he's being economically viable. You know, he's got this.
Exactly. So he uses that blood.
Renewable blood.
Renewable blood. You know how you're going to do that? It's because it's all green.
It's all green, bro.
This is, you know what? I'll say this about this whole weird religion that they're doing. Totally green. Sustainable, not one carbon footprint.
You know, that's the thing. There's a lot of cults in this world, but there's only so many that are actually thinking
good
about
the
environment. You know, they want to be honest. They realize that, you know, they share the earth.
Exactly.
With the rest of us. And, you know, you have to recycle those human corpses.
Exactly. And that's exactly what they're doing here. So he uses the blood and he puts a little dot on Arda's forehead.
Simba.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Arda.
Yeah, Arda.
And he says that he wasn't wrong. And then he goes to Remzi. I'm going to call him Remzi. That's his name. The boss. And he says, Remzi, I thought it was just you. But you two passengers here, 1,000 thanks, my son. You took care of this boy and you helped him. And now he's ready to understand himself. I can see it in his eyes. You saw too, right? Says this to Remzi, and the leader fucking cuts Remzi's throat open and washes in Remzi's blood, covering his face and body in it.
Efficient, you know. You don't want that blood
efficient.
To use.
You want efficiency.
You
want to
use it. You
want to
use that blood.
Blood.
Yeah. You know, it's good.
That for pass.
It does wonders for your hair.
Well, this guy has no hair.
It does wonders for your skin.
Yeah, I'll say that skin beautiful.
Oh,
not
man.
A single
flawless. I bet
flawless. No,
I mean,
acne,
you compared
no
his face to like a baby's face. It
a
must
baby's
be really
face.
Smooth.
I'm sure it's so smooth and soft.
Oh man.
And you know what you know how you got that way? Blood.
Blood. Boy, that blood moisturizer.
You, didn't
you
do
just
that?
Can't be that.
You wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't. I mean, that just seems crazy. But you know, this guy goes the extra mile.
This guy goes the extra mile. So, So he covers himself in it. He then walks back to Arda. And he places his hands in Arda's temples. Arda closes his eyes tightly. Then we see ram-headed lady hunched over a bucket. And then something falls out of the ram-headed lady. And of course...
It's a baby.
No.
Oh.
Wait, I don't know.
Where does it fall out of her?
Out of her vagina.
Okay.
Now,
so that means it's not a baby?
I don't know what it is, Ethan. It's a weird, rough, coarse, like, kidney stone thing. I don't know what it is. I paused it. I don't know what the fuck it is. Arda opens his eyes, and then he's back at the cafe.
Okay.
And on the other side of the table is Ramsay, and his throat is still cut, like, in this, like,
dream
thing.
Scene.
In this dream scene. There's blood everywhere. Ramsay's dying, and he says, whoever dies first shall appear to the other without scaring him. Remember that, Arda? I don't know.
Sure, okay.
He then says that he had a deal with Arda's uncle. If Arda is harmed, he will be haunted in the afterlife by Arda's uncle.
Okay.
Ramsay had only one key in his life, and now it's Arda's key. And then Arda literally pulls a fucking key out of Ramsay's
throat. Okay. It's a good place to keep it.
Do you know anything about this key?
Nope.
Okay. And then the mysterious leader comes up to Arda and he says, everything ends, but everything starts anew. And then Arda takes the key and shoves it into the leader's forehead where there is a tattoo of a keyhole.
Wait, is this real life now?
Yeah, this is real life.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I thought you would explain this to me.
No.
And then the leader falls over and Arda uses the stool. By the way, yeah, the leader is like a short guy. Mm-hmm. So he needed a stool to do all this stuff. So Arda takes the stool and beats the leader to fucking death with the stool.
Cool.
Blood everywhere. And then the fucking bass drops. There's like this like EDM music going on. And bass drops as he's fucking beating the guy with the stool.
What happened? Okay, what's up with this lady's like weird thing that came out of her?
I don't know.
Nothing
that's never
that?
Fucking seen again.
It just happens. It's just like, check this lady out.
Yeah,
she's
yeah. It like cuts over
still.
There and I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then it cuts back to
and
Arda.
Nothing happens.
As far as I know, nothing.
Okay. I thought it would be like, eat this or something like that. I don't know, something weird.
No, he didn't. I'd never see that thing again. I never want to see it again. I'll tell you that much. So Arda wipes his face. It's all covered in blood. And he gets up and he walks out and the congregation are raising their hands up to him in awe. And Arda escapes up the spiral staircase, like a stairway to heaven or whatever. And he walks out of he walks out of some back room and stumbles down a hallway and he's covered in blood and he's laughing happily as he escapes the building.
Mm-hmm.
So he's out of that building, whatever it was called. I forgot what it was called. And he's walking and he's laughing like a maniac and he pulls his shirt off because it's covered in blood, you know, and he's feeling so good and free.
But it's so good for your skin.
That's true. But well, that's the thing is it's not going to get to your skin if it's on your shirt.
I feel like it's a good soak though, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's like a mask, but for your body, you know, just wear it.
So he's walking around the woods and he's running through the woods and then he reaches a road and he's looking over his shoulder and a car is behind him and you see like sirens on the car and he gets run over by the car. And in the car
are
five police officers and they're run off the road. And they crash into a river.
What?
Well, that takes you back to when the old man, the master said that, what did he say? He said something about, what did he say? He said something about how nothing ever ends. It just happens again. You remember?
Oh.
Yeah. He says everything ends, but everything starts anew. And that's also why they probably couldn't find Arda's body, because Arda wasn't there anymore. He was now there. This is basically, the guy was right. It's preordained. It's doomed to happen over and over again. They were brought there by Arda.
Who's Naked Man earlier then?
That was Arda.
But there was Naked Man, and then there was Naked Man got hit by a car afterwards.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who that was. I don't know who that Naked Man was. All I know is that the Naked Man that got run over is Arda. Because the guy was covered in blood, right?
All
right.
It just doesn't seem earned to me. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's just like, okay.
I don't know.
It wasn't set up early enough. I don't know. It's just like, okay, it happens and now he's back there. Does he go back in the same, like, is he now stuck in this loop?
I don't know. Maybe. That's the other thing, too.
Like, it'd be cool if he, like, woke up again and was getting pulled out. Like, that'd be interesting.
Where the fuck does this key come from?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if I thought about a key at all. No, like there was no key earlier, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yes.
Okay.
That's how the movie ends.
Huh.
It literally ends with the police car in the water, and then it cuts to the title card again, and heavy metal music starts playing.
Huh.
Yeah. So that's Baskin.
Wow. Baskin all its glory.
Baskin and it's all, man, choke so nice. He said it twice.
Yeah. It's just a gift that keeps on giving. Just like this movie just doesn't end, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like a gift, like a weird
like getting hit by a car over again.
Or like a weird giant coarse kidney stone that's birthed out of a ram lady. Mm. This movie is really bizarre to me, and I don't know what to make of it at all. I felt very weirded out. I felt grossed out. There was moments of horror, definitely. But overall, I don't understand the ending.
I'm so glad I did not watch your half. That's all I'm going to say. Holy shit. I don't think I would have been able to handle that.
Yeah. Well, I really wanted to see the last half of this movie, and I was kind of disappointed because at first I thought I wasn't going to get to. And I'm glad I did because I know I could have taken this.
Yeah, no, I know you're tough.
I'm a tough man. I know, baby man. Movies.
Yeah, nothing really scary happened in mine.
That's what it sounds like. And I appreciate that though. Because I was worried because like I said, most of the movie takes place in this weird torture sequence, you know?
Yeah, and that's half the movie.
Yeah, that's like half the movie. And so I was like, this movie kind of feels like weird. Like it doesn't feel like what is this? Just torture porn? Doesn't sound like it was.
No.
Yeah.
Only the last half. I mean, it turns into that, though. Like, it does turn into torture porn.
Exactly. But what I've heard, I read up on this movie a little bit, and what I've heard is that the way that these people are taken care of at the end are equal to the sins in which they referred to earlier in the movie at the cafe.
Where they're like,
Oh, I fucked somebody, or I fucked a chicken. That's probably the guy that was made to fuck the ram lady, or...
Okay, or the one who was like, fuck the lady who wasn't... Wait, well, it almost said they banged a prostitute, and then that turned out to be a man.
Yeah. Was that the boss?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Hmm.
But again, and then...
the stomach was... Oh, is it because he was fat? Jason Alexander was fat?
Probably okay, fat.
Lazy.
Yeah, a little lazy.
But
yeah, and the only one that made it out was Arda.
Yeah, didn't do anything. He just went to a brothel. I don't know. Weird. What about the skinny guy? What happened to him again?
The skinny guy with the beard?
Yeah.
He was made to fuck a ram lady.
Oh. Okay, I thought the skinny guy with the beard was the one who had the headache. Maybe not. Maybe he's the one who left and got killed by the other. But I'm not sure.
It's possible. But yeah, that's the thing. It's because I didn't see the whole movie, so I don't know.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I will say that this movie was very, very scary at moments in time. So as far as pumpkin ratings go, I'd have to give it a rather high rating.
For me, it wasn't really scary, but it did, like, I don't know how to feel about it because I felt like the pacing was weird. Like, it was slow, and I appreciated it for a lot, like, being able to take its time.
But it sounds like it ramps up near the end.
It does seem to ramp up near, I mean, that's how horror movies are. Like, they're always, like, the first half is just like, this is some boring stuff.
Well, it's not boring. You're getting it up.
You have to get some sort of, like, all it is basically like, hey, let's learn about these characters so we can watch them die.
That's true.
And look how horrible they are. They're mean to this one person.
That's what I was going to bring up, too, actually. So we've now seen two movies where you have masculine men in jobs where they have to be like physically fit or in power. This one and then Session 9 is another one where they go to a spooky house and then get haunted or chased or whatever.
Yeah.
I felt like this one did a much better job of making these characters feel helpless. Whereas in the other movie, you're just like, meh, like, I don't really care about these characters.
Yeah. I suppose that's true.
Yeah.
But also because they're straight up like weird, crazy batshit happening.
That's
in this
true.
One. The other one was just like, oh no,
it's a fucking ghost.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a spooky ghost person.
It's a spooky ghost. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one, it was like, and it was very much a numbers game too, where it's like you just, yeah, like the guy walks into a room, sees a really weird thing, and then turns around and there's like a ton of people there that he didn't see originally. And it definitely plays a lot on like what Silent Hill did very well, which is, you know, you shouldn't be looking at this, but you don't know what you're looking at.
Wait, Silent Hill the movie?
No, the game.
Oh.
Like,
yeah,
the game played on that, especially the first two.
Yeah, that's true.
Played on the thing of like, and it helps too because, you know, the graphics aren't great. So you're looking at this thing and you're like, I don't know what I'm looking at, but I don't like it. I don't like what I'm looking at. This felt very much like that. Like, I said that the guy walked into
a room
of a woman fucking a guy. I don't know if that's what was going on at all.
Oh, really?
I don't know. It just, there was a woman.
I mean,
that makes
sense because there's a lot of like, even when they're walking in, it was like, what are these weird egg things? What the fuck is this, like, strands of hair with me
What's
in it?
What's the deal with the fucking frogs? I still don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's good though. Like, I don't know if it's good to just do those things and never really explain it, or it's just like, oh,
see,
this is weird.
Here's the thing. I think those are fine. I think the problem I have the most with is I don't know what the fuck is up with the key. That's an important plot thing. That's how you beat the villain.
It might be a weird metaphor thing.
But I mean, if you can't even explain it.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like a metaphor. Sounds more like a plot point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that is what defeats the weird faced man.
Does it really defeat him though?
Yeah.
Because he then dies right afterwards and is still in a loop.
That's true.
Does it really defeat anything? Does it solve anything?
I guess not.
I don't know. It's always weird.
It's very weird. What would you give us a pumpkin rating?
The scariness for me, I have probably like a 5.
That's the highest we've gotten this month.
Yeah.
For you.
It's true.
I'd probably give it a 6 or 7.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn high. I wouldn't give it an all 10 just because it didn't really stick with me. Like, for instance, when I was reading this, I immediately got a sense of like discomfort whilst reading it again because I'd forgotten so much about it. Mm. But otherwise,
would you recommend other people to see this movie?
If you're into this kind of thing, absolutely. Yeah. If you're into watching movies that are confounding or disturbing, this is a disturbing film. Like, that's the thing. I wouldn't call it spooky. I'd call it disturbing.
Fucked up stuff
fucked up. Yeah. This is a very good, fucked up movie.
Cool.
If you're into that kind of thing, then I definitely didn't hate watching this movie. I'll give it that. I definitely enjoyed watching it.
Yeah. I was a little bored by like the first maybe 20 minutes, but then I kind of got
into it. Would you watch this movie?
Hell no. Why would I watch this movie?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
I don't get any joy out of any of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I'd still get a.
Although you did give it like you did explain it very weirdly, and I'm like, I kind of want to see what those look like.
Yeah.
Stuff, but I also
that's the thing.
I'm also good if I don't.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. There's, you know, Halloween is just around the corner. Maybe we'll check it out. And if you guys, you know what? Here's the thing too. If you guys watch this movie and you can explain it to us, if you've seen it before, if you watch it again, because again, we've only seen half the movie. If you can explain to us what the fuck is going on in this movie, please feel free to go to our Facebook and Twitter page. Probably not Twitter. You probably can't explain what's going on Twitter, but go to our Facebook page and tell us what's going on. Or email us at email@theotherhalfpodcast.com.
Yeah.
Please tell us what's going on. You can also, if you enjoyed this episode or past episodes of the Spooktacular, why don't you go to iTunes or Google Play Music or Stitcher? And, you know, you can leave a 5-star rating or review on 2 of those, only on iTunes and Stitcher. You can leave a 5-star rating review on those, and we will read it on the show, no matter what it says.
You can't actually rate someone on Google Play?
I don't know. You said you couldn't.
I feel like you can.
Why don't you go check?
No.
Okay. Well, why don't you guys go?
Yeah, do
leave
a
5-star rating and review, and then when we go on Google Play, we'll be like, oh, you can leave a 5-star rating review.
Yeah,
on
we'll
that.
Find out.
We'll find out. You can also go to past episodes of the Spooktacular. I highly suggest checking out Tale of Two Sisters from last year.
Yeah,
I think I enjoyed that spooky movie a lot more.
Yeah, that movie was a little bit better.
That movie was a little better. So yeah, check that one out as well. That episode and that movie. Ethan. This is the last Spooktacular episode. I'm gonna miss all these spooky movies.
Me too.
So what are you gonna dress up for Halloween this year?
I'm going as hit character Ken from Street Fighter.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I got the costume and everything. It was really cheap and a last minute thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Very surprised by it came quickly on Amazon Prime. We'll see how it goes. I haven't tried it on yet. I'm gonna try
it. Wait, so it was actually a full costume that you bought? You didn't buy like pieces.
No, I just bought the whole thing. Okay. Like,
how much was it?
It was like $30.
Not that bad.
No, not that bad.
I want to dress up like Kylo Ren. That thing's like $60.
Dang, that's a lot.
That's too much for a joke.
Yeah, I think that much. I think $30 is a solid get for something last minute. Not
bad.
That's
true. That's true.
I did see on slickdeals.net.
Slickdeals.net.
A costume of Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Oh boy.
It was inflatable for $6. I almost bought it.
$6?
Yeah, I almost bought it because it was so cheap, but I didn't.
Why not?
I don't know.
How was
it sold
inflatable?
Out. It was sold out.
Oh, that'd do it.
It was inflatable because like it had a motor on it and you put the batteries in it and it blew air in and made it fat.
Interesting. I've seen Baymax characters like that too.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, everyone, thank you for tuning in.
Wait, what are you actually going as?
Oh, me? Yeah, well, me and Phelan are going to the... I know. At the beginning of the episode, I told everyone who Phelan was. We are going to the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween. It's a thing at Disneyland where everyone goes.
Uh-huh.
They can dress up like characters and ride rides and, you know, preview or see a really awesome parade there. We're going on Saturday, so it's not technically Halloween, but we're going as zombie Mouseketeers.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Have you seen the costumes?
I've seen parts of them, but I've not seen the whole thing together.
So far, they're turning out really good. I'm very, very pleased with them.
Excited to see the rest.
Yeah. And I'm excited for the next episode of The Other Half that is not going to be a spectacular.
Me too.
I bet you are.
Me too.
But you know what? Coming up is Christmas. So if you guys have a Christmas movie, why don't you tell us about them? Because we will watch them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll if we haven't it. Seen them. So yeah, everyone, thank you again. Have a spooky Halloween.
Don't eat candy, but not too much.
Not too much candy.
Not enough to get sick.
Because you
but have enough to party.
Exactly.
Just like alcohol. Do the same thing with that.
You should you have more candy and more alcohol?
Just drink them both. It'll sure to be great for you.
Yes. All right. All right. Good night, everybody, and have a spooky Halloween. Ooh. Ooh.